This is Twit.
Who should I talk to here?
Andrew in Miami is in the Apple world, but he wants to switch to the Pixel 3.
Yikes!
And that's a very scary, daunting thought when all of his stuff is on the Apple platform.
Yeah.
So how can he make a smooth transition?
How can he do it?
Can he? Can't he?
It's kind of not a good name to be Andrew in Miami, is it? Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Leo.
Thank you, Kim. Welcome. So you're ready to leave Apple. Why?
Well, I had my last Android phone was the HTC Evo 1 many, many years ago.
Yeah, I remember
it. I've seen where Google has come with the Pixel 3, and I really just want to switch.
You know, the Pixel 3 camera is blowing me away. I don't have it yet. I can't wait. I'm going to get it Thursday. But the pictures I've seen and the stories I've seen about what it can do, Google really has mastered something called computational photography, which is to take a camera phone lens, which is, you know, inevitably not the greatest because it's got to be so small, and make great images. It's even doing something that camera phones have never been good at, which is a digital zoom. It's not optical, but digital zoom that's using multiple images to actually look good. If that really works as advertised, that will be a breakthrough. So I'm very excited about the Pixel 3. I can't wait to get it. Everybody's raving about the shape, the feel of it. It's an edge-to-edge. People aren't crazy about the notch, but you might as well get used to it. Everything's going to have a notch because in order to make an edge-to-edge screen, you've got to leave a little space for cameras up at the top. A lot of people have said they don't like the notch from pictures. But I've talked to people who have held the phone and said it's not this. You know, you get as used to it as quickly as you do with the Apple iPhone notch. That's that black square at the top of the screen, which is where the cameras go. So you have some trepidations?
Yeah, because I have an Apple TV, and I'm worried about maybe – I know AirPlay is not going to work.
Nope.
Between the
– Nope, there is no AirPlay on Android, yeah. Nor will you. There won't be a remote app anymore. Although, if you had an iPad or something like that, you'd probably solve that conundrum. Do you have a Mac? You said no.
Well, no, I have an iPad Mini 4, so I guess I'll just keep that in my room and use that.
That's now your TV device. You can AirPlay from that. You can do the remote on that. That's a great TV device. In fact, it's just the right size for your coffee table.
Yeah, that'll be great. I guess I'll wait till the 18th or the 20th around that time when people start getting them in their hands.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea to wait till everybody has one and then, you know, see if there's any what we call showstoppers. I'll get mine on Thursday, and next weekend I'll have a full report for you. The issue with Android versus iOS is kind of like Windows versus Mac. There isn't a clear winner. It really depends on you and your needs. I like Android because it's more customizable. I can make it do what I want it to do. Apple, for instance, you have one, way to do the home screen with, every icon has one and only one presence, whether in a folder or not on the home screen. And that's it. It's a grid of icons or folders. On Android, you can put widgets on the screen. You can have clocks, you can have calendars, you can have weather. I have a to-do list. I have my news. I have video. I have all sorts of widgets that make the phone very usable because I don't have to launch an application. I can control things directly from the phone's home screen. I think that's great. I think you'll find that almost all the apps that you use on iOS are available on Android. They're very, and in some cases are better because Android is a little bit more open. And so apps are allowed to do a little bit more. And that brings us to the downside of Andrew's security. Android, not Andrew. Andrew, there's no downside to you. the downside of Android is security. And I think if you get the Google phone, security is going to be much less of an issue because Google obviously updates their phone faster than any other phone. So it's getting the security patches every month right away. So there's an advantage to that. I don't think security is really a big issue. Even though there are far more things to worry about on Android, because you're not a target. If you were a target, of some nation state, I'd worry. That I wouldn't carry an Android phone probably. I'd probably carry an Apple phone. When you go to hacker conventions, most people don't bring an Android phone. They bring their Apple phone. or no phone, or a Nokia candy bar phone, which would probably be the best. But I don't think a normal person is going to be at risk security-wise. You have to be targeted, I think. So I think in general, it's going to be pretty sweet. It is fairly easy to move from an iPhone. Most apps you will have to rebuy, however. They don't give you credit for having owned the iPhone version. But most apps are free. So it's not going to be a huge expense. Is there anything else that concerns you?
No, because I've gone like full bore into the Google, their OS system. Like I use Inbox on my iPhone. I use the Google Calendar instead of the Apple Calendar.
Oh.
I've got Google Photos, Google Maps.
Yeah.
My car has Android Play and
you're gonna be good.
Apple Auto. So
yeah, you'll be good. You'll be good. One piece of bad news in all of that, Google is discontinuing Inbox. So
yeah, I heard about that. I'm not too happy about that.
What is with Google? Inbox. They announced this week that the Wall Street Journal revealed that Google knew about a security flaw in Google Plus many months ago, fixed it, but didn't tell anybody about it. And apparently nobody, was hit by it. It wasn't a huge flaw anyway. But Google said, but we're going to kill Google Plus anyway. We know, we're done with that. They put so much effort into this thing. This was going to be their Facebook killer. At one point, Google Plus was so important to Google that they based everybody in the company's bonuses on the success of Google's social efforts, i.e. Google Plus. And now, you kind of have to admire them. They got chutzpah. They got something else. We're going to just dump it. We don't need Google. We don't need no Google Plus. Wow. 8888 Ask Leo. Enjoy your Pixel 3. I think you're going to like it. But yeah, wait for the reviews. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.